Aldi has announced a massive expansion plan. According to Fox Business, Aldi plans to add 800 locations across the country by the end of 2028 as part of what is a whopping $9 billion expansion plan. Wow. Quote, with up to 40% savings on groceries, new customers are inspired to try us out and existing customers keep coming back. While price is important, we earn their loyalty by stocking our shelves with only the best products and offering a quicker, easier, and more enjoyable shopping experience, end quote, Aldi CEO Jason Hart said. Though the company already boasts a strong presence in the Midwest and the Northeast, Aldi said it will add about 330 new stores in those regions under the expansion plan. It is also aiming to grow its presence out west by adding more stores in Southern California and the Phoenix area. Ooh. As well. Yeah. Aldi was not big for me growing up in Phoenix. Now that was 20 plus years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, so not surprised there. As well as introducing spots in new cities like Las Vegas. And
yes,
if my memory serves correctly, during our podcast at the end of last year, I believe A&M singled out the Aldi acquisition of Southeastern Grocers as their headline of the year. I'm thinking about that, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So my question is, how much do you think this announcement amplifies that take?
I think this is huge. I mean, we just came back from NGA, Chris, and we've been talking to, and before that, the week before that, we did two, you know, grocery store tours, and everyone is talking
in Phoenix.
Everyone is talking about Aldi. Aldi is the one that people are paying very close attention to because they still have huge audience potential and they are missing that because they don't have the store presence yet in the U.S. to capture it. So I think that's the biggest thing, especially in these rural or up and coming communities that are only served right now by like Walmart and dollar stores. I think the potential for Aldi to break in there because they can compete on low prices and have, I would say, the equivalent, if not in some cases better, produce offerings than those options, Aldi could take a ton of share from those stores. So I think that's something to watch. Last thing too is they're opening that cashierless checkout store in Chicago. So I think as you start to expand to these 800 stores, testing that in that one store could have the potential to roll out to support staffing for these 800 stores and potentially some of the other issues that you can come across when you're trying to build this amount of stores in such a short amount of time. But what are your thoughts here? I mean, are you feeling like you're hearing the same things from our conversations?
Yeah, I don't have much to add on it, honestly. I mean, I think the point I would make is I think the expansion plan is going to work.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and it's going to work for one reason, which is what Jason Hart tried to downplay in his statement, but it's price. Because if you look at the laws of business, going back to like business school days, like everything always gravitates towards the lowest price in the end. And so he's right. Like, if you can offer the lowest price and also offer the convenience of a great quality shopping experience with the quality of products that you can come to know to expect and get every time, you're going to win. It's an axiom. People always move to the lowest price offering. And so the fact that Aldi is relatively underpenetrated from a store count standpoint and they're going after it means it's probably going to work if they stay laser focused on that positioning and they try to grab share as a result of that. So yeah, I think for the most part, this is a big announcement in the grocery industry. It'll shake things up a lot. It's going to be fun to watch what happens over the course of the next few years as they roll these stores out.
You know, you just reminded me of something too. I mean, I forgot that they have been delivering with Instacart too for the last several years. So they probably have a very good idea of where the demand is and how to really get in, you know, introduce some of those other communities to an Aldi store. So
yeah, I mean, that's the other thing when you were talking about Aldi's probably a much better omni-channel retailer than people realize and get credit for. So
just because they don't give you bags, people think they aren't innovative. But maybe they're smarter than all of us, Chris.
They're like Southwest Airlines. You get what you get,
right?
Or Ryanair, from a European analogy. You get what you get. You're happy with it, but you know what to expect. And the best thing you get is you save money.
That's right.